Good morning, my listening friends. We continue our series, Faith in Action, Five Unlikely Heroes for Heritage Month, by examining the faith of some of the persons listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. So far this month, we have looked at Rahab, Gideon, and Barak. Today, we look at the life of Samson, as described for us in Judges chapter 13 to 16. We'll see firstly Samson's unique calling, then Samson's downfall, and then Samson's redemption. Firstly, Samson's unique calling. On close examination of Samson's life, one would be excused if a conclusion was reached that Samson's life was a failure. Samson was given many privileges and opportunities to serve God that has been afforded to only a few. Yet Samson wasted all of these opportunities. Here are some of the privileges that Samson enjoyed. Samson had a special birth. His mother was barren, unable to conceive. However, his parents were visited by an angel who revealed to them that God would bless them with a son. So Samson's birth was a result of a miracle. He was truly a miracle baby. Secondly, Samson was given a special mission in life. Samson had the calling of a Nazarite upon his life. His life was, by divine order, to be dedicated and consecrated to service of God. This was symbolized by his hair being uncut throughout his life. And thirdly, Samson was given special strength. Samson was endued by God with supernatural strength. An example of this strength was evidenced when on one occasion he killed and tore apart a lion which attacked him with his bare hands. All these special gifts and privileges were given to Samson to allow him to be used of God to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines, who had oppressed Israel for 40 years. Secondly, we see Samson's downfall. As an adult, Samson began to flaunt the special Nazarite privileges he had received from God to satisfy his sexual lust among Philistine women. This was in flagrant violation of God's laws, which forbid sexual relationships of any kind with the people of the idolatrous nations around them. Though Samson misused his Nazarite status, God used each occasion of his indiscretion to punish the Philistines for their oppression of Israel. Scripture tells us of three occasions when this occurred. One, Samson requested his parents to get him a Philistine girl whom he liked to be his wife. Though his parents objected to his request, they gave in to his insistence. When his wife was taken away from him and given to another by the Philistines, whom they later on burnt along with her father, Samson exacted revenge by killing many of the Philistines and burning their entire harvest of wheat along with their vineyards and olive groves. The second instance occurred when Samson visited a Philistine prostitute. When the Philistines' leaders tried to capture him during the night, Samson slipped their trap and broke down the gates of their city. And the third occasion shows us Samson being married to a Philistine woman named Delilah. The Philistine leaders use the occasion to bribe Delilah to gain the secret to Samson's strength so that they might capture him. After much begging and intrigue, Samson eventually revealed to her that his strength came about because of his special Nazarite vow not to have his hair shorn. With this knowledge, she cut off Samson's hair while he was asleep in her lap, and his strength left him at that moment. With his strength gone, the Philistine leaders captured him and put out his eyes. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Lastly, we look at Samson's redemption. Sometime after his capture, the leaders of the Philistines gathered in their temple of their god to celebrate his capture. They decided to bring Samson from prison to put their prize trophy on public display. By this time, Samson's hair had grown back. While Samson was being mocked and jeered by the crowd, Samson prayed to God for strength one more time. So, bracing himself against the supporting columns of the temple, he pushed with all his might. And we are told, down came the temple and the rulers and all the people. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. The conclusion to Samson's story. During Samson's time in prison, his spiritual eyes were opened. Though he had lost his physical sight, his spiritual vision was now refocused. He now came to realize that his strength did not reside in his hair, but in the unique relationship God had established with him from birth. This relationship, he realized, had been jeopardized by his disobedience. In repentant faith, Samson would turn back to God. God brought Samson to the end of himself in the darkness and loneliness of prison, so that when he had nowhere else to turn, he turned back to God. At this point, God was able to use him in one last mighty act. As such, Samson deserved to be included in the Hebrew Hall of Faith. Like Samson, we can never sink so low that God cannot raise us up and use us for his glory. We can never go beyond God's reach. God, in his great love, will always try to woo us back to him. He will sometimes allow us to sink low so that he can raise us up. Be encouraged. God can use you for his glory. God bless.